Today we are in Hosea chapter 14. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hosea 14, verse 1. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. And so God appeals to his people to repent. Another time here, he's saying it again. Repent. He's appealing to them. This sin that they have been engulfed in has made life bad, and it will get worse unless they reverse things by their repentance. Verse 2, take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. There were no animal sacrifices that could cover their willful rebellion. Israel's only hope at this point is to come to God with humility and true words of repentance, seeking mercy. 3. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our hands have made. For in you, the fatherless find compassion. God is their hope. God is their hope, their only hope, not idols. He says in verse 4, I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. God's anger will stop burning once they truly repent and are sorry for their sins. Verse 5, I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots. And so like dew refreshes plants, God will refresh Israel. And he will make them happy again if they turn away from their sin. 6, his young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree, his fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in his shade. He will flourish like the grain. He will blossom like a vine. And his frame will be like the wine from Lebanon. Israel will no longer be chaff blown in the wind, like God compared them to back in chapter 13. They will be firm and they will be fruitful. They will be nice to be around. Pleasant to be around. That's the way it is. You know, people who live for God and experience his salvation are nice to be around. There's something pleasant about it. 8. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. God is the one who nourishes and gives strength to our body and soul. Our fruitfulness comes from him. Verse 9. Who is wise? He will realize these things. Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. And so each one of us, just like Israel, each one of us today must choose obedience or rebellion. If we obey, we walk. If we rebel, we stumble. Now, it's not always smooth sailing for the obedient, but it is always better than living in rebellion. And in the end, if you're close to God and you're trusting in him and your life shows it, you get eternal life. Next time, the book of Joel. Until then, so long, everyone.